What do we have here? Interesting. You followed right into my trap. Almost like you wanted it. Some of this plagued cock, if I'm being honest with you. No. I know it's not that simple. You're a hero, after all. You couldn't admit to being hot and bothered by a villain. But I can make you admit with some nice little affirmations, such as the fact that I know your pussy is sopping wet right now. How did I know that? Why, of course, you should have known. I'm not just someone you can mess with easy. No, baby. You're in for a hell of a time. Ah, don't look so scared of me like that. We both know that you're into it, otherwise you wouldn't be here. I gave you every warning of what would happen, and, well, you can walk away right now, but you're not. You're not trapped. There's nothing stopping you. I'm just making an offer, not as a villain, but as a man, to satiate that burning desire in that crotch area of yours, maybe in that tummy, maybe even deeper than that. You don't know until you enjoy it, you know. Life's too short. Fuck if I don't want to ravage you right now, but, you know, I'm a man, a gentleman. And I would never, ever, ever in a million years dream forcing my ideals on anyone. Only the willing, and only those who are into a quick, sensual fuck might be caught in my web. But that's of their own choosing. You see those little handcuffs there? Yeah. You could choose to put yourself in them, and I could take that as an invitation, your consent, if you will, for more of this, or you could walk out the door and say no to me and walk out like you never had anything wrong with you to begin with. Like I said, I'm not some kind of monster. What do you take me for, baby? No. But if you happen to put yourself in those handcuffs, well, then we might have a party on our hands. Then we might have something truly dubious. No. You should know better than that. You know exactly what I'm all about. You knew from the very, very start this wasn't something that was going to be an easy come, easy go. No, but you still clasp those irons on yourself. Figuratively speaking, you could take them off if you change your mind, but something tells me your mind set on lewd, lustful thoughts. A naughty girl such as you just getting off to the idea of me ravaging you, is that right? Let's not play pretend, shall we? That doesn't really serve anyone now, does it? Instead, let's play with that body of yours that's being way more honest than it was a moment ago. Your hands are shaking, your tongue is dry, yet your legs, your thighs are pressed firmly together like you're trying to suppress something. But why? Why would you suppress such a beautiful body you have? So intense, so satiating, just from the very scent that exhumes from every inch of your benevolent, dripping little lips with drool, your dripping cunt with sexual fluids. No. That's where you misunderstand me. I'm nothing of the sort, not some kind of monster to play you with like a toy. Unless, of course, we're into that kind of play together, you consent to it, then maybe, just maybe, I can be your monster. But I can surely bring you the plague of lust and satiate yours. I mean, why wouldn't I? You're so perfect a match for me. Just look. We're a match made in hell or heaven, and I don't care which. What I want is you to melt. And what I'll take is all that lust you've held back, little hero. Shall we then? Touching you. your body. It's so warm. Do you know that? You make mine equally as warm. Why don't your hands wander to my cock like that? Touch my abs. Touch me anywhere. It won't bother me. In fact, it's encouraged because I'm going to go for what interests me most. And right now, that's everywhere. No, no, no. Why would I stop there? Not unless you ask me to nicely. And then I will, without hesitation. I'm a gentleman until you make me a monster. No, but let's face it. Your body wants me to be its master more than a monster. Maybe just a mix of both. You never have to limit yourself with me. I mean, what have you got to lose? So you really did come with those intentions. No wonder you locked yourself up in these cute little handcuffs willingly. You are a mess down here. Just look at how my finger trails inside of you. It's so cute how you beg without saying a word. Your body knows exactly what you want, doesn't it? No, no, no. We're just beginning with you. Can't wait any longer, then. Who is a gentleman to keep you waiting? Just don't regret it if you're just a bit too tight to take me at once. Nice and slowly. Gently wins the race, doesn't it? Slow, deep thrusts once we're in, and you'll be loose enough, or maybe too tight. No matter what it is, you shouldn't worry about it at all, because everything will be just fine. I still can't believe you are so insatiably hungry for cock. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're just about as crazy as me for getting what you want. You came here with one thing on your mind. I don't mean to be lusty or anything, but did you just happen to want to be filled by me from the very aching start? No, 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 that's wonderful. Your honesty is so endearing, but let's at least have the courtesy to dine a bit on your flesh. I wouldn't want you to hurt yourself in your overexertion, in your desires to get my cock so quickly. We have the whole night. My darling, there's no rush. Easy does it. Oh, don't worry about that. You'll be enjoying yourself, definitely. Feel free to moan as loud as you want, because it really turns me on. That's what I needed to hear. The sounds of your insides giving way with a mess of things. I can't tell what's more interesting and honest, your pussy right now, or your words of desire. No, 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 I can't pick a favorite. I'll take both. That's it, easy does it. No need for you to get too crazed in the moment now. and just leave everything in the heat of this magnificent little waste of time we call sex. You can come whenever you like, or you can hold it back, and then I'll make you come twice as hard once I shove it inside. No, I understand. It's more sexy if you get to make a mess of things even more, isn't it? Who am I to keep my beautiful girl waiting? Now, on to the main event, so to speak. We'll be enjoying each other's bodies so well, and since you change yourself up so obediently, I'll enjoy every thrust even more, because I know you've consented to this, and consent is the most sexy spice to a fiery night. Yes, you are so insatiably tight. Almost too tight that it hurts, but I love it. The pleasure, the pain, the anxiety, the wonders. I want more. Oh, yes. Fuck. Nice and slow. I can feel you twitching already around me. If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're so fucking close. But I won't let it go that easy. That's why I have to stop. Would I be a gentleman if I didn't make you cum your brains out and lose your mind in this moment? No. That wouldn't be nearly good enough. Now would it? If I'm gonna do this right, we're going to come together and make those insides cry tears of joy. Messy ones at that, if you ask me. Yes, a gentleman has his limits too. And your tightness, how wonderfully lovely you feel. It just makes me want to hold you and kiss you all over. Yes. You make me ache in the best way, you know that? You're really good at making me feel like the center of attention, the way you moan my name. I didn't even know you knew it until now. Bravo in your deduction capacity, your shameless lust, and your beautiful body all working together to make this an insatiably sexy fucking moment. No. I can't let it end so soon. It needs to be drawn out, just right, like that. And when you do orgasm, I won't let it go easy, of course. You see, my plague has gotten into your system. And I can make you orgasm as long as I want, whenever I want. But where's the fun in choosing what's rightfully destiny's thing? If I'm not doing my part, should I not get my reward? I don't want to be a cheating asshole, but I do want to see what you look like once you come and you can't stop coming. Because that's the fun little anarchy of this moment. I don't know when you will, or if you will, but if you do, It's going to be the hardest orgasm a human being has ever had, and the longest. If I leave you a shambling fucking mess, don't blame me if you pass out along the way, okay? I'm a gentleman and only doing this because it's what you want, isn't it? Stop me if I'm overstepping. No. Then why don't you just do me a favor and beg to be fucked? Ah, yes. Doesn't take convincing from me, not in the slightest. You are so fucking sexy. So fucking sexy, and all I want is to make you feel good. All I want is for you to feel so fucking amazing, just like that. I want you to lose yourself in this. I want you to lose your mind in this. It's so fucking good. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, my little plague. Are you going to come soon? Yes. Come with me. Come with me. I won't cheat you. You come when you're damn ready. You come with me. Do I make myself clear? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, this is so... Oh, come with me. No, no, no. You gotta come your brains out. Oh, fuck yes. Fuck yes. Oh, coming. Oh, this is going to be a big one for you. And the orgasm won't stop anytime soon. I hope you're ready to be cream-fied inside. Do enjoy it. I wouldn't want you to not. It wouldn't be fun if you're not screaming my fucking name. Yes. Yes. Oh, mine. Oh, mine. Yes, come with me. Come with me, my beautiful little... My plague. That's what I like to hear, the sound, the symphony of our voices, racing in fucking ecstasy, and you are twitching up a storm, aren't you? If I didn't know any better, I'd say you're on the brink of passing out, but stay awake, enjoy the intense ecstasy. That's right, I said stay awake. Oh, yes, no, 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 I can't let you fall asleep on me like this, no. You couldn't if you wanted to. This orgasm, oh, it's so fucking hot how you twitch on me. Still impaled, still shackled. You was the sexiest of them all. You was my darling little plague. Not quite bad. If I had to do say so myself, I'd say that... That was intense. Sorry, I'm still talking to you, and you probably won't hear me through the ringing of your ears from the intensity of that orgasm. But even still, if you do happen to, I'm proud, happy for the moment. I'm glad that I got a chance to enjoy it with you as a gentleman, as a man who's indubitably so fucking into you. Now, little plague, show me how that beautiful face is when it's in my arms, when you can't help but feel good and I carry you and I spoil you for the rest of the night. Be careful not to lose your mind now. That wouldn't be a very good idea, you know. Going too far, it might be a little bit of a loss. Lost idea, lost soul. But if you ever get too lost, I'll be there to pull your head from underwater, not under it. And I'll make sure, no matter what happens, that you understand you're completely fucking safe. Safe and sound. Happy. You'll be fine. Trust me. Oh, God, you're sexy, and I'm just glad you came along for a little fucking time. Maybe we'll be a little more after this. Maybe I've got the hots for you, baby. Maybe you can be my muse, baby girl.